Okay, here we go. I'm going to talk today from the systems perspective and talk about roles for state maternal and child health programs in building systems of care for children and youth with ASD and DD. AMCHIP, my employer, is the Association of Maternal and Child Health Programs, and we're a national resource partner and advocate for state public health leaders, and we represent state maternal and child health and children with special health care needs programs that are funded by the Maternal and Child Health Services Block Grant. And specifically, I direct the State Public Health Autism Resource Center, SPARC, with a goal of increasing the capacity of states, particularly Title V programs, in developing and implementing systems of care for children and youth with autism. So today I'm going to talk briefly about some of the challenges in meeting the needs of children and youth with autism, and talk about some roles for public health and state Title V programs, present an organizational framework, and finally highlight some key examples from states with some concluding remarks. I just want to acknowledge that our work and the work of many of the states we're highlighting is supported by the Combating Autism Act, originally authorized in 2006 and recently reauthorized in September 2011. And the Combating Autism Act, as administered by HRSA and their initiative, has supported research and training. It supports our SPARC Resource Center, and it also funds state autism implementation grants, many of whom I'm going to highlight today. And a lot of our work is with a key organizational partner, AUCD. Many of their staff are here today, and also with CDC's Learn the Signs, Act Early campaign. Here's just a list of former state autism implementation grantees, continuing grantees, and then some who've just been funded. So there's 22 in total. And again, this is funding for states to work on systems issues related to autism. So we really used our autism grantees as a resource as we thought about how to help states, not just those with autism grants, to determine appropriate roles and approaches to pursue and to really provide a framework for self-assessment and capacity building, and also to provide some specific examples. Dr. Kogan already highlighted some of the many challenges in meeting the needs of children and youth with ASD, but I'll also just raise a few that we've heard from our grantees. Certainly the data gaps, cultural and linguistic issues, again, which Dr. Sell just highlighted, financing issues, even when you have an autism waiver or an insurance mandate, there's still quite a burden on families. Screening, which can be uneven across states, and not using a common screening tool, and a lack of training for providers in screening for autism. There are a variety of service system overlaps that families have to deal with, merging the education, the behavioral health, and medical systems, which cause real challenges. And then the uncertainty in causes and treatments, and how to determine what is an evidence-based treatment or practice. And finally, the variability of ASD. It manifests itself so differently in each child, and really one child could possibly need to access all these array of services at the state and local level. And I put this slide up here because from the perspective of AMCHIP and from the State Public Health Autism Resource Center, we really feel like if you can improve this complex system of care for children and youth with autism, you're probably going to improve the system of care for all children. I just want to highlight why we're talking about roles for state Title V programs, and particularly children and youth with special health care needs programs. They're in each state authorized by Title V of the Social Security Act. And they're charged to provide family-centered, community-based care. And although their structure may vary considerably across states, and some may provide some direct services and even developmental screening, while others focus more on infrastructure services, they all have a common goal of improving the system of care for all children and youth with special health care needs. And increasingly, because of the demands on states and the rising prevalence, Title V programs are really increasing their involvement in autism activities. Right now, there are about 45 states and or territories that have some known involvement in autism activities based on the Title V information system and the information from the 2010 applications. And you can see how these activities fall across the six core children and youth with special health care needs indicators. So when we think about roles for state Title V programs and really all public health programs, we're looking at increasing involvement from state programs and trying to think if Title V or another public health program has a role as a leader, as a partner, and what the structure of their state, how that might affect their decisions. But finally, we're really looking at autism as a mechanism to improve systems of care for all children and youth with special health care needs. So when we tried when we talked to states about what would be helpful as they assess what they can do in terms of building their systems of care, we looked at these critical indicators, which were mentioned in the previous graph. And also we looked at something called the Title V Index, which is something developed by Title V Children with Special Health Care Needs programs to really develop capacity. And then when we thought about what level of involvement states would want to be in, one of our state grantees actually came up with this visual looking at an array of involvement from the engaged and aware point to the expanding and refining point. So now as I move into presenting some of our examples, I just wanted to highlight that in terms of the areas of greatest involvement, not surprisingly, it really is in the screening and awareness area because of where the funding is from HRSA and also from our coordination with Act Early campaigns. And then in terms of areas where public health Title V programs would like to be involved, you'll see that data and transition continue to be some areas that they would like to be more involved in. So now I'm going to just highlight very briefly some state activities, and I'll really only refer to one state per slide, but all of these examples are explained in much more depth in our larger report, and there's going to be a link for that at the end of the presentation. And there are also executive summaries in the back corner. I just wanted to highlight Alaska because they're such a unique state, but also even though they're unique, they've really provided a model for other states. They actually have one developmental pediatrician for their entire state, and so they really had to think creatively about how to combine forces to improve the screening of children in that state. So with a state plan and a governor's task force and the support of the Autism Implementation Grant, they were able to really think about some ways to improve screening through training of professionals and a variety of other initiatives. In terms of partnerships, I just wanted to highlight New York, who works so closely with their American Academy of Pediatrics on training for screening and referral. In terms of family participation, Illinois, one thing they did, which was, I thought, very creative, was they had families actually go to individual practices to get them to use the screening tools, the MCHAP screening tools. In terms of quality improvement, Missouri developed best practice guidelines, and the Title V program was a member of that guideline committee, and just wanted to also highlight Rhode Island, which has developed screening guidelines. In terms of use of available resources, this visual, which was developed by Washington State, has been used at the community level to really talk to community groups and stakeholders about where they would come in the process. Would they come in at the parent-provider process, focus screening, and to really figure out a way that they can use scarce resources in a creative way. In terms of data infrastructure, this has been a real area of frustration for states. They don't feel like they have a really good sense of where the children are and where their needs are. Missouri has used data from the ADAM network, which Dr. Sell talked about, and also information from the Interactive Autism Network to kind of determine service needs across the state. So they're starting to do that, but I don't think any state really feels like they're where they want to be in terms of data. Outreach and awareness. Again, I wanted to highlight New Jersey, but also Wisconsin, which is increasing awareness virtually through a series of webinars across states. So I've really not given justice to the state examples and the range of roles that state programs are taking, but I just wanted to give you a flavor of what is in our larger report. But it does point to evidence of a range of roles for state Title V programs using their leadership in children with special health care needs. And it also provides some very specific state resources and examples that hopefully states can share with policymakers, particularly in the area of screening, family participation, and I didn't highlight it as much, but there's also been a lot of work gone on in medical home. There are ongoing challenges in data and financing, but I think states are starting to learn from one another to develop collaborative approaches. And again, there's opportunities from these state examples for states to really provide some peer assistance to their fellow states. Here are some key questions for building a comprehensive system of care. And again, we've got a more in-depth chart in our report. For more information on what states are doing in terms of building system of care, please take a look at our SPARC public website. It's got these reports. There's a link. This is the link for the policy framework, which I just highlighted, as well as some other publications. And I appreciate the time. Thank you.